The largest toy store in Delta was back in operation for the first time in 3 years last week thanks to a huge community effort and the generosity of many. DeltaCyst's annual toy depot took over the East Delta Hall, where families in need had 3 days to come through to pick up toys, books and clothes, so there will be presents under the tree this Christmas. It's the first time the toy depot was back up and running after being put on pause due to the pandemic. The nonprofit agency had turned to a gift card campaign to still provide for families while working around provincial health regulations. Now it's back to business as usual, and it took the help of many to pull it off. According to DeltaCyst's manager of community and senior services, Lisa Pittman, donations started arriving at the North Delta office in September, where they are neatly organized by staff and volunteers. Gordon Food Service Canada generously donated one of their semi-trailer trucks and drivers to transport the toys to East Delta Hall on Monday, December 12. From there, a large group of volunteers took over unpacking the trailer. The helpers included a contingent from the Delta Firefighters Charitable Society that also presented DeltaCyst with a $10,000 check that will go directly to stocking the food program. Employees from the Reach Child and Youth Development Society and RBC Equipment Financing and RBC Commercial Finance Richmond, South Vancouver also stepped up, along with the longtime volunteers from within the community. By the time they were done, bags of stuffed animals, boxes of puzzles, books, Lego, train sets and Barbie dolls were piled high as far as the eye could see. Families who registered for the toy depot all received a card in advance with a specific time to come to the hall, where all the donations have been neatly arranged in different sections based on age. Pittman says the need for the program has never been higher. Last year I think we had about 2,100 people registered, and I'm sure there will be more this time, she said. So many people have stepped forward to make this possible. It really does take a community effort, and I don't know what we would do without our volunteers. The toy depot was initially launched in 1998.